I'll gather around this afternoon with Dr. Shalaka and Chuck Shalish and as my Sri Guru Vaidamana. Sri Chidamana Vishnu Sakshana and Sri Guru Sakshana and Sri Guru Sakshana and Sri Guru Sakshana. I shall give you a statue of Sindhu Vyacha, Mati Dhanam, Bhava Vedyo, Vaishna Vedyo, Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadha, Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll just read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. We were reading this morning from the same chapter of this. We were reading this morning. So I'll read a few verses. And these verses are describing the purity and glory of the love that the gopis have for Krishna and of the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the topmost, or like the sum total, or more than the sum total, actually. So this is now Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adivida chapter 4, and we begin with text 162. Gopi Danya Prenyara Ruda Bhava Nama Vishuddha Niramala Prema Kabu Nahi Kama. The love of the gopis is called Ruta Bhava. It is pure and spotless. It is not at any time lust. Kama Prema Dona Kara Vivina Lakshana Loha Ara Hema Yaiche Swarupe Vilakshan. Lust and love have different characteristics, just as iron and gold have different natures. Atmendriya Privancha Kari Bali Kama Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dari Premana. The desire to gratify one's own senses is Kama, lust. But the desire to please the senses of Lord Krishna is prema, love. Kavira taparya nija sambhoga kevala Krishna sukha taparya matra premata prabhava. The object of lust is only the enjoyment of one's own senses. But love caters to the enjoyment of Lord Krishna, and thus it is very powerful. Loka dharma, veda dharma, deha dharma, karma, laja dharya, deha sukha, atma sukha marma, dusyaja arya patha, nija parijana, swajane karaya yata, Taranapa Sana Sarvatyaga Karikare Krishna Bhajana Krishna Sukha Hetu Kare Prema Sevana. Social customs, scriptural injunctions, bodily demands, fruitive action, shyness, patience, bodily pleasures, self-gratification, and the path of dana shraddharma, which is difficult to give up. The gopis have forsaken all these, as well as their own relatives and their punishment and scolding, for the sake of serving Lord Krishna. They render loving service to him for the sake of his enjoyment. Ihake kahiye krishne drida anuraga smacha dauta vastre naiche nahi kona daga. that has drawn firm attention to Lord Krishna. It is spotlessly pure, like a clean cloth that has no stain. Ata eva kama prema bahuta antara kama anta tama prema nirmala bhaskara. Therefore lust and love are quite different. Lust is like dense darkness, but love is like the bright sun. Ata eva gopi ganir nahi kama ganda. Krishna sukha lagi matra. Krishna says samganda. Thus, there is not the slightest taint of lust in the gopis' love. Their relationship with Krishna is only for the sake of his enjoyment. Atma sukha dukhe gopiya nahika vichara. Krishna sukha hetu cheshta mano vyavahara. The gopis do not care for their own pleasures or pains. All their physical and mental activities are directed toward offering enjoyment to Lord Krishna. Krishna lagi arasava kari paratyaga. Krishna sukha hetu kari shuddha anuraga. They've renounced everything for Krishna. They have pure attachment to giving Krishna pleasure. Krishnera pratigya eka ache purana haite ye aiche bhaje Krishna tari bhaje taiche. Lord Krishna has a promise from before to reciprocate with his devotees according to the way they worship him. Yeyatama prabhyante dhamstataya vajanyaham mamabhag manavartam te manusya partha sarvasha. Famous verse from Bhagavad Gita. In whatever way my devotees surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Peter. But now listen to this. Se pratigya bangahaya gopi rapa jane tahate pramana Krishna Sri Mukha vachane. That promise has been broken by the worship of the gopis, as Lord Krishna himself admits. Naparayam nirabhajya samyujam susadhu krityam vipudai shatipa yamabhajan gurajaya gaya shinkala samrityatadva pratiyuta sadhana. O gopis, I am not able to repay. O gopis, I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service, even within a lifetime of Brahma. Your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. So, we're reading first of all, Shira Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was explaining the difference between lust and love. That lust means it's for us, for our pleasure. But love means, well, particularly it means it's for Krishna's pleasure only. And in the case of the gopis, and remember, Srimati Radharani is the topmost of the gopis. She is something like the sum total of them. Whatever glorious things are found in all of them are in her and more. Actually, they're coming from her. All the glorious qualities the gopis have, they're in Radharani, but more is also there. So, they have, Srimati Radharani has that pure love with no trace of any personal interest. And it's so powerful that even though Krishna has made this well-known promise to his devotees, and this promise is celebrated so much that he'll always reciprocate with his devotees. He'll always look after his devotees. But in the case of the gopis, and that means particularly with Radhana,